You have arrived at your destination.
Hi, this is Gene Simmons from KISS, and you're listening to Sean vs. Wild. And guess what? Now that you've heard this, you owe me $29.95. Go to kissonline.com. Boom.
That's right, Wildlings. You have arrived at your destination. It's the Sean versus Wild podcast. It's time to rock and roll night and podcast every Tuesday. You guys know me. I'm your host, the man, the myth, the Sean Thriller Smith, the guy putting rad back into talk radio. And guys, before we even get started, I want to just say that I want to do something different with the intro this week and hopefully in the next few weeks. But a lot of people have been reaching out to me. I got a lot of good constructive feedback over the last few weeks. And a lot of people said that they really liked the podcast that I did with Zach Pennington, the two ones that I did that kind of told a little bit about me. But a lot of times people say, hey, you know, those are just kind of the broad statement questions. Maybe you can share a little bit more, speak from the heart, if you will, share a little bit more week in and week out. So I got that piece of advice, or that request, I should say, and then I also got a second piece of advice from a very honest listener that says, hey, you know, a lot of times your intros are all very similar, and I just skip over them. So I want to kind of do something different this week, and hopefully we'll continue this trend, if you guys like it, who knows, of letting you kind of take a walk on the wild side with me here at the beginning. You know, let's take our time here a little bit in the intro. I don't want to bore you to death, but to just kind of give you a little bit of my day-to-day, you know, ask you some questions. Maybe you'll respond back to me online. We'll create a dialogue, you know? So, yeah, another Tuesday we're here spending together. Hopefully you guys had a good weekend. It's been a rainy past few days, but yeah, I had an excellent weekend, and I really could use it, man. A lot of craziness has been going on with me professionally, personally, a lot of crazy stuff going on. And so last weekend I was able to kind of get a nice break. You know what I'm saying? I had a great weekend. Friday night, went out to Rec Bar with Joe Brock. It was his birthday. Big shout out to that Dirty Dial booper, Joe Brock. If you like what you hear on the podcast, Joe Brock is responsible for it. Hit him up, Joe Brock at brockandrollproductions.com. Send him an email. He can make you sound like $1 million also. But needless to say, it was Joe Brock's birthday. Happy birthday, Joe. And we went to Rec Bar. His band, so Clay, Jeremy, everybody, we loaded up in the old van and we went to Rec Bar, and needless to say, it was fantastic. A night filled with, tokens and tater tots, Bud Lights, bourbon slushies, Mortal Kombat 3, pinball, you know, air hockey, what have you, man. We did it all. We laid it all out there. We left nothing to chance. We left it all out there on the court at Rec Bar, and we had a fantastic time. Later, Joe and I went back here to the Smithsonian, had some Bud Lights, and just kind of chatted, watched some music videos. The next day, I woke up and hung out by the pool, poolside, got some sun, got my tan on, trying to even out this tan line. You guys know what a real pain a farmer's tan can be, right? I keep trying to even it out, but it's like one of those things. It's like the darker the white tank top part of the tan line gets, also the darker everything else gets. So I need to just be out there, I guess, wearing sleeves and a ski mask, you know, freaking out the neighbors. But yeah, poolside, hung out, had some drinks. Between that, the sun, I was in bed pretty early and got some much-needed rest. Dude, there's nothing that will put me out faster than being out in the sun all day long. You know, you guys like that? I don't know. I love the sun, though. I'm like an iguana. I like to just bask on a hot rock during the sun. Yeah. And then Sunday, played some Dungeons & Dragons, so I was in a dream world of magic there. And then topped it off with WWE's pay-per-view, Extreme Rules. A lot of ups, a lot of downs, a lot of controversy there with Extreme Rules. But yes, that was my weekend. Hopefully you guys had an awesome weekend. It's nice to just be able to escape sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I know life sometimes can get tough, and I know life sometimes can be a drag. But people, we've been given a gift. We've been given a road, and that road's name is rock and roll. And sometimes it's nice to just rock and roll all weekend. I'm quoting Kiss there, guys, obviously. Got a lot of huge Kiss fans out there. But yeah, it's nice to just kind of get away from everything and hang out with your friends and kind of escape, you know, the normal grind. So I had a great weekend. Hopefully you guys did too. Hopefully this podcast will see you through your week. I know how the work week can be a grind. So, and also, guys, if you want to escape and you want to rock and roll, well, there's something I got to tell you about, okay? Actually, there's two things I got to tell you about. One, I got to talk about the brand new Foxbat album that's coming out, guys. It's releasing. They've got a release show coming up at Headliners, and it's sponsored by yours truly. It's coming out August 4th. And when I say that, I mean the show is coming out August 4th. The show is going to be on August 4th, guys, is what I'm saying. Foxbat, Guerrilla Warfare versus Light Treasons, Summer Youth, sponsored by me, by myself and Riot Heart. Dude, a lot of Sean versus Wild alum out there. If you want to get to know these bands, then just go back to the archives and check it out. But it's going to be at Headliners Music Hall. Guys, Headliners, you guys remember how awesome Headliners is? They made it happen, bro. August 4th. 7 p.m. That's a Saturday. A lot of great bands. Headliners is at 1386 Lexington Road in Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. Tickets are available online right now. You can pre-order them. But yeah, they got their new album, Rot Gut, is coming out. A lot of awesome singles you've probably seen floating around. A lot of great music videos that they have put out. They've released two back-to-back bangers as of this date. And I'm sure there's going to be many more. So you got to go check it out. August 4th, Headliners, Foxbat, Guerrilla Warfare versus Light Treasons, Summer Youth, sponsored by Riot Heart and myself, Sean versus Wild. Get out there. If you don't show up, you don't exist. As simple as that, guys. Yeah. So that's one of the big rock and roll things that I got to talk to you about. Also, a huge rock and roll thing I want to talk about is the Revival Recordings 52 playlist. That's right, dude. Revival Recordings. Also, a lot of great alum coming from Revival Recordings here on the Sean versus Wild podcast. Funeral Portrait, Alisana, June Divided just a few weeks ago. But yeah, they have a playlist on Spotify that you can follow. When they get to 1,000 followers, they're going to be giving away an Amazon Echo. Who doesn't love an Amazon Echo? I want one so bad. I hope I win. If I don't win, you can win, and then you can give it to me. Or you can let me use it. Or whatever, just show it to me. I'll be stoked if you win, but I prefer if I win. But yes, all you have to do is go to ffm.to/revival52. You want to follow that playlist because for 52 straight weeks, 52 straight Fridays in 2018, they're releasing some awesome new jams from some awesome new Revival Recordings artists. And you don't want to miss out. Like I said, a lot of great bands right here on this show. Check it out in the archives if you want to know more. But most importantly, you need to follow that playlist. You need to subscribe to it. ffm.to/revival52. That's the shortened link. ffm.to/revival52. Check it out right now. And also, guys, check it out. We got Midnight Channels on the podcast today. Yeah, you thought I forgot? No, I didn't forget. We got Midnight Channels on the podcast today. Rowdy Southern Indiana boys making some metally prog instrumental rock that I just absolutely adore. And again, I've said it before on this podcast, but I just love the fact that this show can really bring people together, man. We had a great time chatting. We'd never got to sit down and really talk before. We're all fellow Hoosiers here. And man, we had a great time. And then afterwards, we hung out, talked about movies, talked about video games, stuff that we're into. And yeah, man, that's what it is, man. You make a bond, you make friendships with these people, and it's a fantastic thing, dude. One of the big perks of having a podcast, guys. If you want more friends, get a podcast. It's really gonna help you out. But yeah, Midnight Channels are on the show. We're having a great time. We're talking about sandwiches. We're talking about Twilight. Yeah, the book series. We're talking about Deep Ochre Eyes, but we're also talking about their comeback, man. They took some time off as their bassist went to Japan. Yes, he was turning Japanese. I think he's turning Japanese. Yeah, you heard it. I was singing on the podcast this week, the intro. That's what I'm doing. Yeah, so after a break for some schooling in Japan, they are back, and they have a comeback show, and they're making it happen, guys. So make sure you check out Midnight Channels coming back hot on July 24th, they're going to be playing at Magbar. We're going to be talking all about that show. We're going to be checking out their jam, Ocean Lens, and we're just going to be kicking back and having a great time. So let's wait no further. Hopefully you guys like this new intro. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, and before I go, want to give big shout outs to Audiophile Inc. They've been printing my merch forever. All you got to do is go to audiophileinc.com and talk to Shane. Tell him the Wild Man sent you. He's going to give you the best deal in town, no matter what town you live in. And guys, you'll be seeing me August 4th at the Fox Bat Show selling all this merchandise, so you can get a look for yourself at Shane's handiwork there. But yes, so audiophileinc.com and place your order for some screen-printed merch. Trust me, you'll look awesome. And also, got to talk about Audible. Audible's an Amazon company. They have over 180,000 audiobooks for you to choose from, including Twilight. We're talking so much about Twilight. And we'll even plug a little bit more of Audible during the show. All you got to do is go to audibletrial.com/Sean vs. Wild. Sign up for a free 30-day and help out the show. audibletrial.com/Sean vs. Wild. Audible's going to cut me a check every time you do that. That's going to be pretty cool. Help keep the lights on here at the Smithsonian. And guys, hopefully you like the new intro. Hopefully you like everything this way. It is a little longer, but I feel like you get a little bit more from me. If you do like it, if you don't like it, please let me know online. You know, we're Facebook friends, or you can talk about it on YouTube, or you can, I don't know, send me an email, SeanVersusWild@gmail.com, Twitter, whatever, and let me know what you think. And, you know, if you don't say anything, then I'll just have to blindly continue. I'll take that as you loved the intro and you want more of it each and every week. But yeah, guys, that's going to be it for me. Stay tuned. We're talking to Midnight Channels. Don't touch that dial. It's the Sean versus Wild podcast. Let's get wild. So first and foremost, I got to ask you guys, the band name Midnight Channels, where did you guys come up with that? Because I have an idea.
Oh, let's hear your idea first.
Yeah, I think that'd be more fun if.
See, when I hear Midnight Channels, I think about the channels when you were a kid that you surfed around midnight.
Hoping to see a little titty.
Yeah, exactly. Like Cinemax After Dark, mm-hmm. or whatever, HBO After Dark. And you remember you would, you know, be in your room and you'd basically be having that channel on, and then you put like Nickelodeon on, so that way if anybody walked in the room, you just go hit previous channel. And it's like, yeah. Oh, I've been watching Nickelodeon the whole time.
I know those channels. Well, we can, if we can, we'll just steal what you just said, because that sounds a lot cooler than
that
what
is
the
definitely
actual,
cooler than the real story.
The real story, it's actually from a video game that, well, at the time when I guess Midnight Channels first started, we had a really bad time trying to come up with band names. So we were just writing lists and nobody was happy with this. So I was in the middle of playing a video game one night and I was like, basically in the game, there's this channel called the Midnight Channel. And
what game is it, man?
I'm Persona 4. Persona 4.
Oh, gotcha. They're not going to sue us or anything.
They're Japanese. Yeah, we're way off their fucking
radar.
As
long as it's not Nintendo, I think we're okay.
If our name was like Mario and Luigi's Cool Band,
yeah,
we'd
be
in trouble. Yeah.
Luigi's Mansion, the band.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice. Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's good.
See, you guys could have been Luigi's Mansion, the band, but your Midnight Channel's from Persona 4. I've heard about Persona. Like I'm not much of an RPG player, and I know they have a lot of RPGs, but then also too, I know that franchise has a lot of other stuff like weird beach volleyball
spin-offs and weird things. There's like a dance game that just came out.
There's two dance games coming out.
Oh no.
Yeah.
And a fighting game of some sort.
There's two fighting games and they're both fucking good.
But yeah, like these like Japanese school children, they like, I don't know, somehow kill themselves and invoke like their spirit or
that's
something.
That's the third one. You use the invoker to you shoot yourself in the head. The point is
it's basically the closest you'll get to playing an anime as far as video games go. But in the game, there's this channel. There's like this rumor going around that if you turn on this channel on a rainy night in midnight, you'll see the face of like your future significant other. And then it leads into this crazy thing where they're actually seeing the faces of people who are getting murdered in real life. And it's weird. But when I saw that, I was like, you know what? I'm going to suggest that because that stands out to me and everybody else liked it. So that's what we stuck with.
It's a killer band name. Yeah, it's killer. Sure. Get it? Because those people are dying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like Candyman. Did you ever see Candyman, movie?
Yeah. We almost were called Candyman, the band. Dude,
you won't believe it. Dude, I remember watching, like, my mom rented Candyman when I was just like a little fellow. And they had it on, and the only part that I remember, for one, I remember it being extremely scary, but when they go into that room, that restroom, that public bathroom, and it's just like covered in shit. Mm-hmm. For some reason, as a kid, it's like one of my earliest memories is like just seeing this bathroom disgustingly covered in shit and blood and everything. And then I watched it for the first time as an adult about, I don't know, 6 months ago, and I was like, man, this movie rocks.
It's a realistic bathroom.
It's more than just, yeah, exactly. This could be any truck stop across the United States. They nailed it. They nailed the realism here for Candyman.
Yeah, I think that movie, it wasn't there that like crazy bee part? Weren't there like a...
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I think that movie is the reason why people hate bees now. Because I know when I was a kid and I saw that, I was like, I didn't think bees did that.
Just like people weren't afraid of clowns before it.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, when people say that they're afraid of clowns, I try to wrap my head around it, but I don't personally think clowns are scary. I mean, I guess it, and then, you know, of course, John Wayne Gacy being a serial killer and a clown on the side, doing a little clowning on the side.
Part-time clown.
That was a 1-2 punch, soiling the good name of clowns everywhere.
Yeah, I think it depends on, like, the context of it. Like, if I was at a circus and saw a clown, I think I'd be okay. But if I was, like, you know, getting up in the middle of the night to get a drink of water and there was a clown sitting in my living room, I think that obviously would be, well,
I mean... The living room at the middle of the night is, no matter what's there, it's going to be scary.
That's true.
Do you ever drive down the road, you know, like at night, late at night, you know, maybe you guys are touring or something like that. But I remember like some nights it'd be like, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm just chilling and I'm driving. And then all of a sudden you'll see like, I don't know, some fucking dude hitchhiking down the road. And I'm like, oh my God, what is that? Like, I remember seeing like a solid white dog running, like, and I was like, what is this? Some sort of ghost omen? What is this? And it freaks me out, dude. Maybe that's my irrational fear, seeing stuff on the road in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of like scary stories involving people on the road, especially if you're in the middle of nowhere. Cause my thought is like, where did they start walking? Like, how far have they gone? And then how close they get to the road? Yeah, that freaks me out too.
Yeah, dude.
I used to be okay with the idea of like, if I really saw someone who really looked like they needed a ride, I'd be like, you can have one. I'll give you a ride. Then I heard about that one guy who like some like weird hippie dude who he saved somebody with his, he's like some hitchhiker guy and some, he saved somebody's life. And he was like a hero on the news. And then like a year later, he's like on the news again for murdering somebody.
For the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Hero picks up hitchhiker, saves their life. Oh, AKA his plans just got thwarted before he could murder them.
He was like, man, I like this a lot. I think I'm going to do it again.
You know what, dude? I didn't get the murder the first time. I think I'm going to go through with it this time, though.
Oh, no, he killed somebody the first time.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, when it was a bad guy, though.
He saved somebody, but he killed the attacker.
Oh.
Secretly, he's wanted to kill someone
He felt the rush, and he was like, I got to do this more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I got the bloodlust. I got to go back and do it again. Guys, this isn't just the Bloodlust podcast, I'll have you know. This is also the Sean versus Wild podcast, believe it or not. And I'm sitting down here. I got Brandon, Jake, and Josh with me from Midnight Channels. Guys, you're back, bro.
What up?
Dude.
Back in black.
Dude, we all got the
memo. This is like a gray. Yeah. This is more of a gray.
Fucking loser.
Back in black. And one guy's wearing Heather Gray.
Yeah.
Bet you know I'm glad to be back. Yes, I. But yeah, I caught your guys' show like a year ago, last summer. At Z Bar with Quick Runner, I guess over a year ago now. Mm-hmm. And I remember this podcast wasn't shit then. And I just had some black and white flyers. I couldn't even afford color flyers. And I remember just like kind of being like, hey, dude, like I got this podcast, man. Like, if you ever want to like come on it and just fucking check it out, like maybe give me a call. And then like nobody ever called me. And then you sent me an email like a couple months later. And I was like, oh shit, he kept the flyer.
Yeah, most of that was because, Jake was leaving, so
that show was our last one before I left, right?
That was the last. Well, we did that technical like for friends only house party secret hush hush, you know, but now with Jake leaving, we were kind of like, well, we'll give it some time. And then when, you know, he got back, we've been slowly but surely getting back together. And I definitely wanted to hop on here.
Yeah,
just like I said, Jake leaving for a little bit kind of put a wedging things.
Yeah, well, hey, man, now you're striking while the iron's hot, because now this podcast actually got some momentum behind it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This is episode 86, I think. Man. So, yeah, we already got some momentum. Well, hey, I'm glad to have you. I'm glad we got this taken care of, got it this worked out, and I'm ready to hang out here, guys. So you were saying, you know, like I said, I caught your last show at Z-Bar. Very awesome, of course. And you said that Jake was leaving to go on an expedition. Jake, where did you go?
Japan.
Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, tell me all about Japan. What was Japan like? Was it like America, but the complete opposite?
It was like America, except for every single thing is like cooler and more convenient. And you're just like, why don't we have this?
Yeah, like a beer vending machine.
Like literally everything from like straw wrappers. Just like the first time I saw a straw, the Japanese straw wrapper.
What is it, dude? Don't hold out on me,
bro. They
have
more than one different kind, and they're all better than ours. Like, there's ones where you, like, you push it, and it just the straw just pops out of the bottom, and it's, like, works perfectly every time. There's one where it's just, like, got a little... It's perforated at the top, and top just pops off really nicely, and you can pull it out. And, like, every little tiny teensy-weensy little thing is
You heard
better.
It here, guys. Straw wrappers are the jam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
in Japan.
That's the one reason to go.
Yeah, if you're going to go. Mm-hmm. You know, go for the culture, stay for the straw wrappers.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I guess that makes sense, because anytime I try to open up a straw, it's like, okay, well, I'm just going to tear half of it off and fucking throw it away, and then, or it just gets wet and sticks on the side of the cup, something like that.
When I came back... First straw I had, I wanted to fucking die.
I was like, this is where I'm gonna assume my new persona. No, okay. Anyway, but what something else has to be cool about Japan, dude. I've always wanted to go. Where did you go? In Japan.
I'd lived in Nagoya.
Yeah.
But I went to Tokyo, Kyoto, and Osaka.
What brings you there? I mean,
I went to school. Went to Nanzan Daigaku.
Okay. And that's why you went there now? Or like, are you revisiting? Did you, like, grow up there? Or
No. Just a big motherfucking nerd.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So I see what you're saying. You like anime, so you went.
What are you talking about?
Hey, I feel that, dude.
I feel bad. I'm really judgmental. Every time I see, like, a guy in, like, an anime shirt, I'm like... Fucking nerd.
You don't know anything about this, man.
But I'm like, literally right now, I've got a Japanese band shirt on and a fucking anime hat, so.
Yeah, perfect. I never got into anime. I just feel like, and I've said this on the podcast before, it just happened to come out like a year or two too late for me. I was like probably in eighth grade when it came out. Like, not when it came out, but when it started hitting really popular. Because, like, Dragon Ball Z, Pokemon, all that sort of thing, that happened when I was about in eighth grade. So, by that point, I was like, I'm watching pro wrestling. I'm into chicks. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know anything. I don't know anything about it. But I think it's cool now. I think it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think, like, Dragon Ball Z and stuff like that's a good gateway. Because for me, it was like, I don't think I ever was just like, okay, I'm going to... See if I like anime, I'm going to try it. It was kind of like, well, I already like Pokemon, I already like Dragon Ball Z, so I already like anime, so I might as well just continue with it.
Yeah, the style of animation to me sometimes... Okay, so I got to be honest with you. I do have a for real irrational fear, okay? And this is very irrational. But I'm afraid, I'm unnerved, and I've read up about this. It's called the Uncanny Valley, but I'm unnerved. By animation sometimes. Like if it's like too many frames per second or if it's animated strangely, it just unnerves me and I lose interest immediately.
See, you might fit in because I feel like a lot of people who like anime are also very picky because like if you go on Reddit and stuff, like there's lists of just the top, like I think it was like the newest Sailor Moon or something. Everybody was mad because the animation quality was terrible.
Well, it's because the transformation sequence was CG now.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't like it when you mix CG with animation.
Me motherfucking neither.
I agree.
Neither.
I don't like CG. I mean, unless it's seamlessly done, like perfectly done, I don't like it. Like, I'm definitely a fan of like old school, like
traditional
special effects, especially with horror movies. I cannot stand CGI.
I like CGI if it's a Pixar movie.
Yeah,
that's about it.
Something like that.
If it's Toy Story, like, sign me up, man. Yeah. I'm going to check it out. Yeah, Pixar, I'm going to check it out. But like, when I see you know, maybe that's why I'm so not so into like a lot of the new, like the Marvel and the Star Wars and stuff. Like some of it in like Jurassic Park and everything, like, oh, that's fine. But like, I'd much prefer like the first Jurassic Park where they use like a nice mix of like robotics and models with their CG, you know? Yeah. Fool me a little bit, man. Yeah, don't just make it someone's like, hey, did it on a computer. What do you think about that?
Jurassic Park's fucking incredible. It still looks good today.
Probably the best CGI movie, honestly.
Really?
Like live action for me.
I'll have to check it out. Did you guys see the new one?
I
haven't
did.
Seen it yet either. Spoiler alert.
It was okay.
But you all right, guys. The most okayest new trilogy. Check it out. Jurassic Park.
One guy here seen it and he likes it and says to see it, so
yeah,
you should trust him.
One guy here said it's fantastic, and then I said, how was the new one? And he said it was okay. What a glowing review from Midnight Channels and your boy Sean here. But yeah, dude, okay, so you went to Japan. Was it? I always imagine it to be like Blade Runner, man. Like, you ever seen Blade Runner?
My favorite movie ever.
Oh, my favorite movie ever. So
yes.
Did we just become best friends?
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. I just imagine it to look like Blade Runner, downtown Tokyo or what have you.
There are like dirty parts of Tokyo that look straight out of like Blade Runner, and it's fucking amazing.
Yeah, that's super tight. Did you see the new one?
Bunches.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah,
holy
I do too.
Shit.
Now that's a great way to use some CG right there. They destroyed
exactly.
it.
And remember then, that part where he like has sex with like the two, like the hologram
bro,
on the regular girl?
It's amazing. It's amazingly well done.
I haven't seen the new one. I've seen the old one.
Dude. Yeah, spoiler alert, that happened.
Well, I'll be waiting for it.
But even when they do like the face mapping, man, like, because I know like Star Wars try to do it in like Rogue One and stuff where they, you know, map other actors as like original face or a dead actor's face or something like that onto a model. And like it always looks kind of strange. Again, hits me in that uncanny valley. But dude, Blade Runner did it fantastic. Like, I was like, oh, this is realistic enough to where I'm fooled. Not like, hey, this is very unnerving looking at somebody's dead face on this on this stand-in body.
Yeah. No, that movie's fucking good. Like, I feel like it maybe is a little bit better than the original.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it, too. I saw it in the theater several times, and I watched it a lot since it's been out.
I was in Japan when it came out, so I had to wait, like, months to see it, and that was, holy shit. Japan was cool, but I was just like, I gotta get back and see Blade Runner.
Dude, fuck these straw wrappers, dude. I gotta get back and see Blade Runner immediately. Well, dude, so that puts you guys on a hiatus, but let's take it back. Let's take it back pre-hiatus, pre-Japan, pre-straw wrappers. How did you guys get together? So I found out the origin of the band name, but how did you guys get together and form Midnight Channels?
Well, we actually started out, a friend of ours and our old drummer were already together, and they were trying to do something, and they asked me, they were like, hey, would you want to play guitar for us? And we had done some stuff in the past, so I was like, sure, you know, I had nothing going on, and we started getting together, just kind of writing riffs out, putting songs together, and eventually Jake joined, and it went on from there for a little bit, and then we just reached a point where originally we were going to have, you know, vocals in the music, and we just started writing stuff where it was kind of hard to put the vocals to, I guess, or at least the guy that we had, and he's a good friend of ours, and he was cool about it, and he's like, you know what, you guys should just either do an instrumental thing or something, and I'd already been thinking about it too. So after that, you know, he's like, I'm not feeling it. I think I'm, you know, going to find, you know, something else. And so we just started doing the instrumental thing. And that's pretty much just kind of how it felt together. We practiced, you know, every week.
Me and Brandon used to be in a band before. We were in the guy who we had on vocals. We used to be in a band with him before. Or the drummer. I was in a band with him before. You were in a different? Had you done anything with Judah before?
No, that was the first time.
Okay. It was like a weird like orgy of
right. Well, yeah. Just how it is in the local music scene. Mm-hmm. It's like everybody's played with everybody.
Yeah, but they're just trading. Like, hey, I'll take your drummer if you want a bass player.
Yeah, dude, trading them like Pokemon cards.
Yeah,
I'm the Charizard of bassists.
Right.
Overrated.
Oh, snap. Challenge extended.
I've just been double insulted.
But, dude, okay. And, you know, I was gonna bring that up and mention that. Just the fact that, you know, you guys decided to go without a vocalist. Mm-hmm. Pretty bold move and I feel like in this music scene, you don't see too much of it. And really just in music. I mean, I know a few instrumental bands and stuff like that. But, of course, the majority of bands that are going to be out there are going to have vocalists. But I think it works for you guys.
Yeah.
Very well.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome, dude. There's more compliments where that came from, buddy.
I think it's a lot of it's just, well, instrumental music is also increasingly getting... Sorry.
Yeah, dude.
Instrumental music is increasingly getting more popular on the internet and, you know, not so much in this area, but, there, you know, there are a lot of instrumental bands that I enjoy. And
yeah, when he originally asked me to, you know, be in the band, I was like, well, what are you trying to do?
Yeah.
And then he had said, like, he basically said, like, Sean and Strawberry Girls, but with singing. And I was like, okay, cool. Yeah. And then eventually Jamie, the vocalist, left. And it's like, I guess we're just Sean and Strawberry Girls now.
Yeah, the main reason we don't have a vocalist, though, it all just it boils down to just laziness. It's really hard to find a dedicated person who can sing and write their own parts and stuff. So we were just like, let's just not do that.
And plus, the instrumentation and everything is so intricate. You got to have something special going on a microphone. You know, when you see, you know, certain bands and stuff like that, you can't see a band that's like super awesomely talented and then just have a guy that's just like phoning it in, you know, on the vocals.
Well, and it's also like, as a band, you know, I think that's what kind of makes our music, you know, interesting, is because we know going into it, we're having to make up for the fact that there isn't a front man.
Right.
There isn't someone writing, like, you know, the main vocal. Because that's what most people go to shows. Like, your average showgoer, their attention's on, you know, the person singing. So knowing that we have to make up for the fact that we don't have a singer, I think we kind of put a little more effort into the music writing. And I guess it's paid off for us.
Sure. Yeah. What are your guys' influence, man? Because when I listen to the, you know, of course, everybody draws their own conclusions because... Mm. Music is so subjective, but what are your influences and stuff like that from that you kind of bring into the Midnight Channels fold here?
I mean,
did you guys grow up like listening to, like, say, Coheed and Cambria, for example, or did you guys grow up listening to metal or Rush or prog rock? Or
I was a metal kid. I just wanted Metallica, Megadeth, Pantera. That was all I gave a shit about back then. But then
appropriate.
Then Protest the Hero and the Faceless.
Sure.
The Planetary Duality and Fortress. Those two things were like, oh, shit.
Oh, this is a game changer.
Music can be this good. Okay, that's neat. And then, like, I don't think I was very good until I started, like, learning stuff off of those two albums.
Yeah, there's only so much Metallica bass that, you know.
I mean, hey. Cliff Burton's real good.
That's true, yeah.
But
there's only so much of those first three albums that, you know, you can... I mean, there's only, like, what, 30 songs in total that you can learn, so...
And I knew them front to fucking back, for sure.
Didn't. This is the bass scatting portion of the podcast, guys. What about you? What did you get into?
Well, I feel like I started where most people did, in the classic rock era.
Yeah.
And
the best era of music.
I got burnt out on that because I mean, I was just listening to everything and anything. And I've always, you know, just been a music kid and got burnt out on that. Started moving on and made my way up the ladder. You know, I started out with, you know, the new metal, System of a Down. I was a System of a Down dude.
Dude, I feel that.
Yeah. And then I went from that straight into... I guess post-hardcore, what you would consider to be, you know, like the introduction to, like, let me think of it, like The Devil Wears Prada.
Sure.
Chiodos, that kind of entryway level stuff. And then I got into the heavier stuff. But I think looking back for me, it was bands like The Fall of Troy.
Right.
The Number 12 Looks Like You. Those kind of weird, like heavy, but not, you know, like...
Not like Cannibal,
you know,
Corpse heavy.
Tap out shirts and, you know, Monster energy drinks, you know, kind of beat up your, you know, girlfriend kind of music.
Set my trailer park on fire.
Yeah. Never really got into that, like, you know. But, yeah, I would say, you know, just a lot of post-hardcore bands, experimental bands. I do like, you know, I did grow up with Coheed and eventually, lately, I've actually been really into, and I don't know how I missed out on them, but the Mars Volta.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Yeah,
I love their stuff.
I just spent most of my day yesterday drinking poolside, and my sister has a pool. She lives about a mile from here, so anytime I have a day off or something like that, I like to go over there, and we like to, you know, put some music on the stereo outside. She's got this whole setup and everything, and, you know, just get in the pool and hang out and stuff, and drink and smoke cigarettes and what have you, and just chill, you know. And I went down that whole rabbit hole yesterday, man. I was like listening to System of a Down and like Disturbed and Godsmack and stuff like that. And then like I was like, then I went through Coheed and I went through Mars Volta, and I just like literally refresh. I'm glad that we're having that. I had done that because this is perfect research for this podcast.
Well, Josh has a rule. Like anytime we go out of the area for shows and stuff, he has a rule about what we listen to the entire trip.
What's the rule, Josh?
Specifically, if Brandon is going with me, we have to listen to System of a Down, like Toxicity, start to finish,
like new metal type stuff only. Like I think we've done Creed.
Creed is
System of a Down,
a necessity, like everywhere.
Slipknot, like the whole trip, nothing but, which is, you know, that's fine with me.
Dude, Disturbed is my favorite of the new metal bands, and like I was really into new metal when I was, because, you know, I was probably in eighth grade, ninth grade when new metal was really hot, and I saw Disturbed and POD play together, and like a bunch, and I was like really into like Static X. Do you remember that band?
Yeah,
I was with Static X.
Rest in peace,
I used to want that hair so bad.
Oh my god, me too. Me
I'd
too.
See him on like the MTV commercials and be like, he's the coolest looking guy I've ever seen.
It always makes me want a Slim Jim. I don't know why.
Yeah, he looks like a Slim Jim for sure. The Slim Jim guy that replaced Randy Savage. Yeah. Also, rest in peace.
There's one time I like got out of the shower. My hair was kind of long and I just like put gel in it and then laid upside down on the bed, just hoping it would just dry like his hair, but it didn't work.
It didn't work. Jake, you're our only hope, man. You're the last one that can do it.
I got you, fam.
Dude, come to the next Midnight Channel show. You're going to see something really special in the hair department here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Disturbed, I feel like in retrospect is my absolute favorite because, you know, even years after Down With The Sickness came out, they kept putting out music and it just kept sounding the exact same. But then I would hear it and I remember like, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 years ago, like hearing Indestructible by Disturbed, and it was like their brand new singles, like Indestructible. I listened to it, I was like, holy shit, this is still amazing, and it sounds just like it did in 1999. You know what I'm saying? So and I would like crank it up, and then if anybody, you know, was near me in traffic, I would just crank it down. Didn't want anybody to know I was rocking out to. But big shout out to Dave Draymond, those amazing pipes.
Speaking of stuff I thought was fucking cool, his whatever piercing he had.
Dude, the double LeBray hooks.
Yeah. When I was little, I was like, I'm going to look like that when I get old.
Dude, okay, look, you do the hair, I'll do the double LeBray. I've already got the hair for it.
Halloween's going to be fun this year. What are you guys going to do?
We'll figure it out as the podcast goes. We'll
you can be Surge from Surge and Darren. You can be the System of Down boys.
I got to wear eyeliner then.
You still got that Iceman guitar?
No, I sold that.
Dude, you had an Iceman?
I did. Dude, a long time ago.
You are speaking my language, man. I am so glad that you brought that up. I always thought the Iceman was the coolest looking fucking guitar when I was young.
I did too.
Paul Stanley from Kiss played an Iceman. Yeah. Yeah, I got my Kiss poster up here. Paul Stanley from Kiss played an Iceman throughout the 90s. The bassist for Sean, what's her name? I can't think of what her last name is, but the bassist for White Zombie had an Iceman. Homeboy, what's his name? What from System of a Down? He played one.
Yeah.
What is his name?
Darren
Malakian.
Yeah.
Gotcha. You go. Nailed it. Haven't thought about that in a hot second. And since yesterday's pool party. But yeah, all right, man. New metal. And so you guys get together, and Jake, Josh, you're the new guy on the block here.
Correct.
Dude, I put the two J's right next to each other. So that's going to confuse me the whole time.
Big mistake.
JBJ.
This is podcasting 101, guys. But yeah, Josh, you're the new guy on the block. How did you get mixed up with these fellas?
Well, I've known Brandon for probably 10, 11 years, and we've both always been into music. I've been playing in bands since I was like 15.
Yeah.
We never did anything together.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't even a drummer until like maybe the past year and a half, 2 years. I've been playing guitar my whole life.
It was a lot of like, he's in a band and I'm not. Now I'm in a band and he's not. Now, you know, now we're both in bands, so.
Yeah. Man, so why would you ever give up guitar for drums? As a lifelong drummer, I'm like, dude, if I could pack less gear and get more chicks, I totally would have done it differently.
You should hear his ass complain every time he's going to move his drums.
I hate it.
Dude, I ended up, eventually I got so This is, I got so fucking pissed at like carrying all the cases and everything like that. I literally just bought one fucking huge case and then I bought a second huge case. So then all I had to do was just, everything was in one or the other. And I had to wheel out two cases. They all had wheels. They just wheeled right in. They were the perfect size to get into any door. And then that was my load in and load out. And I was like, this rocks. Totally better than, you know, picking up individual cymbal stands when it's 0 degrees outside and you're just like fucking freezing. Yeah.
It's hell.
It's hell, man. Man, the life of a musician, it's hell, bro.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I've helped enough drummers carry their stuff in to decide that I never want to do it. So
I've always hit my fucking ankles with cymbal stands and shit.
Yeah, dude.
And plus, when you got to re-put your drum set together and it's never the same as it was before.
Exactly. And it's just, you'll never get it right. And you only have so much time, really. Of course, I say that. It's like, well, you only want a lot so much time because it's more like you go, you set up, you set your kit up in like 15, 20 minutes, and then you have to hang around for like 4 hours before you play. But it's still, you know, it's just never right night to night. I finally got it down to a kind of a science. And really, my secret was just don't play a lot of drums. Just play mostly the snare drum, the bass drum, and the cymbals. As long as they're in the right place, you'll be all right.
I always think about trying to downsize my kit so I could make it easier. But I'm like, okay, I'll just have two toms, then this. But then I want this and that. And then it's just, I feel like I need all of them.
I got to get my Gibraltar rack, man, wrapping all the way around. You know what I'm saying?
Just do the Meg White thing and just, you know.
Suck. Very, very, yeah.
Just do the Meg White thing and just barely try. Just rely on the talent of the other person in the band.
Marry your brother or whatever. That weird. Does anybody know?
Like, I'm still confused.
Are they married or siblings?
That's
which is it?
Something tells me that if they were married, I don't think that they're still married. Certainly, they're not still married.
Hear that they were married and then they broke up, but they kept the name because they're the White Stripes.
Yeah,
that's what I heard. I don't know if it's confirmed.
Yeah, I heard Joey and Marky and Dee Dee all broke up, but they're still, you know, using the last name, the Ramones. They didn't go back to their Christian name after they broke up. Yeah, just kidding. This is a stupid joke, and I think they're all dead too. Now that everyone
at least one of them's dead.
Joey's definitely dead, and I'm pretty sure Marky is definitely dead too. Man, R.I.P.
Rest in peace.
Man, this is taking a really brutal turn.
We're going to have to pour a lot out later.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, let's lighten the mood by giving everyone a sample, a musical sample of the hot fire that you guys have been responsible for. You have prepared a piece live and in the studio. We're going to play it, guys. Just kidding.
All right,
kidding.
Here we go.
All right, it's going to be mostly scatting because we forgot our instruments. I'm just kidding. But yes, you guys have prepared a piece. It is called Ocean Lens. Tell me the deets, man. What's the background deets on this? You know, a lot of times I ask people that, and they're like, well, this song, I wrote it about, you know, this and this and this. But a song that has no lyrics, what's...
Honestly, a lot of the titles are just things that I thought sounded cool.
Yeah.
Like, and then he'd ask, and I'd be like, that does sound cool.
Dude, you're really taking the anime approach to it. Because, like,
100%. Once you start, you got to keep with it. You can't break from the traditional, you know, anime names and stuff. Not like, I don't know. Like, I think we just kind of do a lot of it. I mean, Jake, I guess, can let me know if I'm right or wrong, but usually it's like, what should we call the song? And I kind of have like, sort of like when we're writing songs, there's a lot of like, oh, that one part where it sounds like Godzilla crashing into, you know, buildings, or that
which,
part
by the
where,
way, is the end of the song.
Yeah. Yes. Or like there's, you know, the southern metal part. So like there's names for the parts a lot of times. So once you say that enough, you kind of get an idea, you know, like, well, what would this be the perfect soundtrack to?
Right.
Like what sort of, and I always had this, like, especially towards the end of the song, I kind of always imagined like, you know, like Godzilla just, you know, crash into the ocean, knocking buildings over, destruction, that kind of thing. And so I was like, okay, well, you got ocean. And then I don't know where Lens came from. I think it just sounded cool in my head. So,
well, mission accomplished. Yeah. It does sound cool, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got to take that approach, man. Just put all the cool words together.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
That's our fucking MO.
check this out. It's called Liquid Thunder Snake 2000.
Exactly. See, it's
that sounds easy. like that could be an anime, right? Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Liquid Thunder Snake. It was it 2000?
2000.
2000.
R. Yeah. I feel like don't a lot of Japanese like stuff like just have like R at the end of it. I'm like, that's not even a cool letter. That's not like Z. You know, Z is obviously a cool letter.
Z is a cool letter.
But it'd be like D or R, and I'm like, huh.
R is a good letter.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Especially make it backwards.
The contrarian. Oh, you're doing a corn joke right now?
It's a little corny.
Hey, what's a pirate's favorite letter?
I'm going to go with, is it R? R?
No. A pirate's true love is the sea.
I got to go. Podcast is over.
Zing. All right, guys. With that, let's regroup here. This is Ocean Lens for Midnight Channels coming at you red hot right now. We'll be right back. Boom, people. That was Midnight Channels with Ocean Lens. 6 minutes. 6 minutes in heaven, dude. Mm-hmm. That's what I always say. 6 minutes in heaven is better than 5 minutes in heaven. That's for sure.
That's true.
Yeah, that last minute, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, dude. That's you could do crazy. You could do an ab workout if you had 6 minute abs.
Yeah.
If you didn't have 7 minute abs, but you had six, this would be a perfect soundtrack for 6 minute abs, guys.
One for each ab.
Yeah. We're going to dedicate one minute per pack.
Yeah.
And all six will be well represented. And if you have an 8-pack, well, suck it. You got to work.
We're not for you.
Yeah.
You got to go listen to Dream Theater or something.
Right. You can go ahead and just tune out now, guys. But yeah, that was Midnight Channels taking you to Toons Farm, taking you to Toonstown here. And we're back, dude. Part two of the podcast, second half. And during the break, we had a lot of great things to talk about. We talked a lot about Japanese cinema, South Korean cinema as well, and then the Twilight books.
Yeah, that was probably that was the best part of the conversation, I think.
Yeah, I love it. Like I said about Twilight, my biggest thing that I like about it is just the stakes are very low. You know, being a vampire seems to be pretty easy. Maybe the easiest thing ever. No real moral dilemma. You can pretty much do whatever you want. You're insanely good looking. You have years to become very well cultured, and you sparkle if you go out in the sun.
Mm-hmm. You're hanging at the beach.
Dude, if I saw somebody sparkle on the beach, I'd be pretty impressed.
Yeah.
Now, does it even weaken him at all?
You know what? I don't know.
It didn't seem like it does.
I'm kind of weirded out, and I know, I guess I'll admit this on the podcast. I did read the books.
Yeah.
I believe in the book, his skin was supposed to be more like translucent, like glass. If I remember correctly, it's specifically like glass. And then in the movie, he's just like, let's just throw some glitter on him.
You could see his like organs and muscles and shit.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Dude, it's up to the reader's imagination.
Yeah.
I get it.
But, you know, yeah.
And they always talk about his ochre eyes.
Oh my God. Like, I'm glad you brought that up because,
like I said, I read 2.5 Twilight books.
Every time I bring up these books, I always tell people, like, they're not good, but the worst part is she brings up his eye color so many times.
Oh my God.
And it just, every time it takes me out of it, it's so bad.
I'm looking deeply into his ochre eyes. But yeah. I'm looking deeply into y'all three's ochre eyes. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So, guys, we got to go ahead and just make it official. You guys are back, yes. Full swing.
With a vengeance.
Back from Japan, back with a vengeance.
Back in the saddle again.
Back in the saddle again. New lineup, ready to go. Tell me about what you guys got planned here, coming up here. Someone told me there was a show coming up.
Yeah.
No. That person lied. Well,
Jake won't be there, but I'll be there. Josh might be there, I think.
Uh-huh. JK.
No, but we have at Mag Bar over there in Louisville. We have a show July 24th. It's a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you Louisville boys?
You know what? We tell everybody.
Where are you from, playboy?
Okay, we're on the Indiana side.
Shit, yeah, dude. Hell, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I'm a Hoosier, too. Obviously, you're at my fucking house, but still.
I will say, especially when it comes to, most of the time we get offered to play shows or asked to play shows, it's usually people playing in Louisville.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I feel like if they don't see that and they're like, well, you know, Indiana, I don't know where that is, but Louisville, that's where we're going to be. You know, even though we're right across the bridge, yeah. People don't put it together. So I think we've had more luck just saying that. I mean, technically, I can say it because I've lived in Louisville.
Right.
You know, but these guys are.
Don't worry. That's a classic trick, liars. Man. I mean, for years, for 15 years of playing in bands, I'd never once have been like, hey, we're from Jeffersonville, Clarksville, New Albany, and other parts of southern Indiana. And just be like, hey, we're from Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
You know,
it's fucking pointless. Let's rock and roll. People ask where you're from, you can tell them the name of your town they've never heard of, or you can say the place that they've heard of.
Yeah, exactly.
When we're big enough that, you know, people ask us to play shows regardless of where we're from, it just doesn't, because right now it's just it's a convenience thing. Like, right. Hey, we're going to be in Louisville. You should play with us because we need local bands. I think when we're bigger, we'll you know, go back to our roots.
Where are you from in Indiana?
I'm from Clarksville.
Well, we can just put Clark County, right?
Yeah, dude.
Let's just do the county thing.
We are from Clark County, Indiana.
We're from Floyd County.
Get out.
We are from Clark and Floyd County. No, just say you're from Louisville. Perfect. Sounds great. Problem solved, guys. Well, hey, I didn't know you're from this side of the river.
Yep.
Heck yeah. Well, that means we get to hang out like a heck of a lot more. You guys come over anytime you want.
Yeah, just invite us.
Go to your sister's
yeah,
just pool.
Yeah, dude. We'll just have a pool party, man.
Put on Disturbed.
I've yeah. not swimmed yet this year, and it's actually making me mad. Every time I try to go to my apartment complex's swimming pool, there's just kids in it. And you know, and I listened to your last podcast about the whole like swimming.
Yeah.
I'm the same. I don't like lakes and ponds. Nope. Disgusting. And even public pools. Like,
yeah.
Here's my thing.
There's shit in those pools, bro.
I get it. Like, people will be like, well, the chlorine kills the bacteria. And it's like, okay, so you're telling me that, like, if I could somehow, like, if, you know, a dog crapped on the ground and I could say, well, I can clean that before you put it in your mouth. Are you going to put it in your mouth? No, you're not. It's still disgusting.
I don't want doo-doo in there.
Yeah. The one time I swam in a lake, I got pink eye in both my eyes. Woke up crusty.
Where'd you go, Hardy Lake? Deems Lake?
I don't remember. I was really young.
I was really sick. I can't remember. I blacked out for 3 days.
Woke up with pink eyes. I'm going to stare into your pink eyes.
Yes, exactly. Stare into your pink eyes. Well, hey, man, I'm glad that you guys are from this side of the river. We're definitely going to hang out more. But yeah, big show coming up, Magbar, Tuesday night, July 24th. 1 week from today, listeners. 1 week from when this airs, it will be on. And if you're not there, you're square, bro. That's just the way it is.
I don't care if you got to work Wednesday. Fuck work on Wednesday.
I have to work Wednesday, and I'll be there.
Exactly.
Same.
Yeah.
So you might as well show up.
I got nothing going on Wednesday. if anybody listening wants to hang out on Wednesday.
Wide open schedule, man.
Full free all day.
He's lonely and looking for friends.
Looking for love.
Looking for love. Dude, have you ever tried online dating? I feel like that's all anybody does. It's 2018.
I feel like, so look, I don't have a problem with it. If anybody else does it, that's fine. But I feel like me doing it, there's an admission there. There's like, well, I've settled that meeting someone in real life is never happening.
Right, yeah. Dude, I've been trying, speaking of which, I've been trying, you know, of course everybody has Tinder and stuff like that. Sometimes it's so funny, like people like, you know, they like swipe right on you and you're like, hey, how's it going? And they just never talk to you again. Or then sometimes, you know, you'll actually talk to somebody and you're like, hey, let's meet up. Okay, great. You meet up with them and then it's just like, you have a nice time, like it's fine, and then they just never talk to you again. So I think maybe I always thought I wasn't photogenic, but maybe I'm more photogenic than I am good looking in real life. Maybe I've come to that conclusion. Like, dude, you're way less good looking than I thought than I thought you would be. But the free meal was great.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
This free meal at Texas Roadhouse was fire.
Man, I've seen some crazy stories about like women. I mean, I don't know if these are true, but like women literally just being like, oh, I'm going to go on the date with this guy and eat breakfast. And then I'm going to go see this guy tonight and he's going to pay for my dinner. You know,
dude, why wouldn't
well,
you? I mean,
exactly.
Honestly, though,
yeah,
the way
I mean,
look
I'm
at
jealous.
It.
I know one of my friends lives in Atlanta and she's in like this like feminist like group.
Yeah.
And they like post like serial datist. Don't go out with this guy. He just gets on. He's like really good looking.
Right. He
gets on Tinder and whatever. And
well, yeah, of course. Dude, here's the deal. All right. A higher power or something, you get blessed with certain gifts. And if your gift is to be extremely good looking, then it's your freaking right. But it's your duty to exploit that.
Exactly.
For all it's worth, milk the fucking most out of life, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, for me, my gift is I'm really good at talking to people. So now I have this podcast.
Got a good voice for sure.
Oh, hey, thank you. I appreciate that. That's my thing. So I got this talent. I'm exploiting it for all it's worth. I'm laughing all the way to the bank sometimes when I get paid sometimes. If anybody gets that Audible 30-day trial, I'll
everybody
laugh all the way to the
Audible,
bank.
Try Audible.
Go to audibletrial.com/SeanVersusWild
and listen to the Twilight audiobook. I think we've settled it. You got to listen to Twilight.
I can even say because I actually did the 30-day trial, and it's not like one of those things where they're like, "Are you sure you want to cancel? Are you sure you want? Are you sure? You know, you just press a couple buttons if you don't like it, and it's
when I tried to cancel,
you get to keep the book.
Yeah,
that's a cool thing about it.
I don't know. When I tried to cancel, they emailed me a picture of me asleep, and they're like, "Are you sure you want to cancel?
Dude, isn't that the creepiest thing that Amazon will like when they deliver something? They'll just like send you a photo of like the package in your front lawn or like in
with
the mail.
Lipstick. They kiss it too. That's the thing.
Do you know that that's true? Right? Like yeah. They actually will like, hey, here's the picture of the package at your doorstep.
That is strange. I haven't heard of that, actually. That's news.
Order something off Amazon, then check your email.
And also leave a note, like when you deliver, also give nudes. And they'll get naked next to it. Dude, Amazon, they'll lay down naked next to it.
They're going the extra mile for customer service.
Mm-hmm. Like when you order a pizza and it's like, it always says, like, do you have any special instructions for the delivery person? And I, like, man, I've seriously always been like, please draw a dragon on the box, and they never do it. They, like, I'm like, man, that's silly. Like, yeah, you could do that. That's
special instructions. Cut into a pentagram.
When I fucking when I was a good old delivery boy at Jimmy John's, I lived for special instructions. Like, oh, you want a raptor on a motorcycle? Thank God, because I'm bored. Please let me draw a raptor on a motorcycle.
Dude, let me tell you about the special instructions that I always leave when I order Jimmy John's. And you'd be surprised how many people just straight up deny it. It's a simple request. It's always bring more than one napkin. Because Jimmy John's are like napkin hoarders. Every time you go there, they give you one. I'm like, this is a big sandwich, bro.
So I worked there.
There's condiments galore on this thing. I'm going to need one napkin.
Fucking you. They're not supposed to give you one. They're only supposed to give you one if you ask for one. The fact that you got one is like, count your lucky motherfucking stars.
Save the trees.
It's not about trees. It's not about trees. That dude's a piece of shit. He just wants his money.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I mean, this guy's killing big game all over the world. He's not going to be. He doesn't care about nature. And I'm just saying, dude, more than one napkin. And literally, there have been times where, like, I'll be like, bring more than one napkin. And they brought me two. You know what I'm saying?
Especially if you get that, like, what is it? The vinaigrette, like the oil.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Dude, when I get that, it's like they just dunk it in a vat of oil and then wrap it up. Like, that thing is slippery.
My mouth is watering so hard, dude.
That sounds disgusting.
No, that sauce.
It is good.
I can tell you how moderation. To make it. I know the recipe. I can't tell it on the podcast because Jimmy John will punt me like big game.
But if you will, please email me, midnightchannels@gmail.com, and we're going to talk all about it.
I'll give you the rest.
Dude, if you want the hot tips, man, reply, I don't know, comment on this podcast, and Jake's going to give them to you. Yeah, it's going to happen. I'm a big fan of a sandwich, of a sub. I'm a big sub person. And, you know, Subway, Jersey Mike's, Jimmy John's, Firehouse, all the good stuff.
But Subway's like way down here on that list.
But Subway is definitely my least favorite. Jimmy John's, I think, will be my favorite, actually.
It's good. I mean, I've gotten sick of it over the years of just being at work. And those days you didn't bring your lunch and you don't feel like driving anywhere. So you order it. And I've done that so many times. But no, for a while, Jimmy John's was probably my go-to.
I feel like they have the best bread.
I think that people are always like, I don't like the bread. I like Subway's bread. I'm like, Subway's bread is literally just a soggy log of wheat. Yeah, it sucks.
I like, dude, there's something about it. It's got a firmness to it, man. It's like a long, hard roll. Maybe that's why I'm so into it. But yeah, guys, back, this is the Jimmy John's podcast. So, so you guys got that show at Magbar. And then, you know, you got, some stuff coming up here obviously you got some plans coming up here for summer and fall. Like, where does Midnight Channels go from here, guys? What do you got planned?
Got an EP coming out, which everybody knows EP stands for Epis Peepus.
You've been like holding that in, waiting. Waiting to say that.
I thought of it about 20 seconds ago.
We got an Epis Peepus coming out here.
I saw you holding back from a spit take over there.
I just taken a drink of water. So,
but no, we have a real EP. We can make up an Epis Peepus too.
I think that'd be a great name for.
That's the name.
Two words that sound cool together.
This
is the Epis Peepus EP.
Midnight Channel's Epis Peepus.
But we've been writing some new stuff, which has actually been a lot smoother than we were. You know, Josh has had a pretty smooth transition.
Just
nailing
it, Josh.
Yeah,
just making it
good
happen,
old boy, Josh. We've been writing some new stuff, and we're actually about to start recording that new stuff. And
Josh's got some drums done already.
Yeah,
indeed.
Yep, pretty
quick.
Heck
yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Where do you guys record? Do you do it yourself, or you got a studio that you're going to?
Little guy you might know named Chris Goins.
Oh, Chris Goins.
Of Falcon fame.
Of Falcon fame. Yeah. Dude, we need to talk about this, guys. Let's go no further, because, you know, the Falcon returned for the July 4th episode, and I'm right here in this room. Two out of three Falcon members sit before me.
It's true.
The other half of Iron Falcon and Brandon.
Yeah.
Which was Midnight Channel's original name.
Yes. We used to be called half of Iron Falcon and Brandon, but they're like, oh yeah, you're half of Iron Falcon and Brandon. Which who are you? Iron Falcon or Brandon? Which half?
I'm Iron, he's Falcon.
Gotcha.
I'm Brandon.
So yeah, dude, when did you guys get hooked up with those guys? Or have you always been hooked up? Because every time I do an Iron Falcon podcast, it's just those two elude me. But
well, luckily, since we're on the Jimmy John's podcast,
yeah,
I met Chris Doty. He was my manager at Jimmy John's.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and it was like weird. We were like almost fucking everybody in that building was a musician. And it's just like this weird like music-y atmosphere where everybody played instruments and shit. And that was really cool.
Do you think... I don't know, man. I think that just... I know so many musicians and stuff that have worked at Jimmy John's. I think there's something appealing to the delivery lifestyle.
You get to listen to music in the car. Exactly. I think that's got to be what it is.
Yeah. You get some tips and just run around all day and listen to music in your car.
It's fucking sick.
Dude.
I did it until my car wouldn't let me anymore.
Oh, it put a stop to you? To you doing that?
Yeah, it blew up.
Oh, okay, cool.
That was real cool.
This was fantastic. Probably the greatest day of my life. I'm out of a car, and I'm also out of a job at the same time. Did you have to work in the store?
Yeah, it sucks. You're like, if you're in there, they're like, do dishes.
Oh, man, yikes.
My hands are always like pruny and smelling like bleach.
Dude, last thing with Jimmy John's. Okay, we've talked about it so much, but here's the last thing. This is another peeve of mine when I go there. It's always like, okay, what are you going to have? And I'm like, all right, I'm going to have the number 12, and can you go ahead? And then, like, by the time I say something like, put the sprouts on there or, like, whatever, they have it in my hand.
Yes.
It's a little too fast, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm like, whoa, let me finish my sentence. You're going to need all the info. You know what I'm saying?
One time, you know how, I'm sure as being on the Jimmy John's podcast, Everybody knows they have the fucking pickles.
Yeah, the pickles is the jam.
You have to cut them in half. So one time I cut my fucking thumb wide open and I like was like, oh shit. And I like had got blood all over the like wrapper, but I didn't notice until I like fully stickered it up because you got to be fast as fuck. As always, it's the motto. Jimmy John's right. Fast as fuck. And so
fucking fast delivery.
I like go and I like clean my hand up and I get back. Pickle's gone. Trash. It's not in the trash can. I think someone delivered my bloody pickle.
Oh my god!
And I've dealt with that my whole life. Someone got my bloody pickle.
It's a pickle. Why the hell did you paint it brown? I did it. It's blood from where I cut myself making it for you.
Classic.
Bad Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah, dude! I got you this wooden pickle. But yeah, guys. So a lot of cool stuff, listeners. You're gonna want to stay tuned and keep up with Midnight Channels. A lot of cool stuff coming down the pipeline here. New Epis Peepus. It'll be out soon enough. Definitely check them out at Magbar on the 24th of July. And yeah, they're crossing the bridge for this, man. They're paying that toll. Let's make it worth it for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where can people keep up with you guys on online and on social media?
I think we're most active, which we haven't been. Kind of my fault. I'm the social media dude.
Right.
Our social media manager, Brandon.
Manager, yeah. I'm also the manager of our social media, and I would say Facebook currently is our most, I make sure if we're doing anything, I'm one of those people where like, I don't like to be like, hey, I just picked up my guitar. If I get 50 likes, I might play a song. You know, I see people around here and like, I've seen people online that do that kind of stuff where it's like, you know, if you don't have something important to say, I don't feel like you need to make a status every single day. Or
I hate
every
the
time,
announcement
you know?
Of an announcement. We're like, yeah, dude, tomorrow we got like, some big shit coming up.
It's like, just dude, a special no announcement.
Like, dude, just wait till tomorrow. You got then, you know,
you have 110 likes. Then no one's fucking
lots of
busting at the seams.
Like I have really bad like I don't know if it's like just anxiety, but anytime I get excited about something, I literally can't focus on anything else, and I hate that when it's like, we're going to make an announcement in 2 weeks. Like album, like when bands announce like their album release and it's not for like another 3 months, I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Like, why would you do?
Why did you do this to me?
Yeah.
I'm not very good at social media really either. Mm-hmm. But that's me. Like I post, you know, the important stuff. I post the, you know, the podcast every week. But I'm like, dude, how much more like interaction do you need? You got my podcast. If you want to interact with me, listen to it and then comment on it. We'll talk to each other. You know,
you got to be like Rings of Saturn and just be memes all day. Just
exactly.
I've thought about that a couple times. I'm like, man, do you think we would get more likes if we just post memes? And
we just post dank like, memes I mean, all while,
day long.
For a while, they were just practically a fucking meme page.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Sean versus Wild become just practically a meme page. And every Monday it'll be like, stay tuned tomorrow. Special announcement. What's the announcement? The normal Tuesday episode is up every Tuesday at 10 a.m., just like always.
And if you get 25 likes by noon, I'll tell you who's on it.
Yeah, exactly. I will let the cat out of the bag, guys. 25 likes. And literally, it'll sit there three. Because only, dude, the Facebook algorithm and stuff is so crazy. It's like, you know, you can have X amount of followers, you send a post, and then like, only, you know, 10% of them can see that post or will see it ever.
And they fucking want to extort you. They're like, hey, man, only 15 people saw it, but if you give us $30, oh.
Dude, you know, I actually played that game when I first started. I was like, you know, hey, let's check it out. You know, and they're like, dude, if you boost this for one day, you know, you'll get 1,500 people to check it out. And then I boosted it, and it was like $20 or $30 or whatever for one day. I was like, well, let's give it a whirl. And it was like 600 people saw it, and I was like, whoa, that's a little considerably less than 1500 to you know, 3500 that you estimated to me. So I still like sent an email to Facebook. I was like, this doesn't seem right. And then of course they just never emailed me back. Facebook, if you're listening, and I know you are, I could say that with full certainty. What's up with that? Come on, dude. Yeah. Give me my money back.
Hey,
or
Mark yeah. Zuckerberg, I know you're listening.
Dude, Facebook will listen to you. I'm not trying to make this all paranoid here towards the last few minutes of this podcast, but fun story is like literally I sit here at this podcasting station and I got my computer over here and I always record my intros and it'll be like, hey, guys, definitely go to Audible, sign up for your free 30-day trial, audibletrial.com/SeanVersusWild, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, I just go about my business, upload the podcast, all that sort of thing. And it's like Facebook will give me ads every week for Audible. And I'm like, you heard me say you that, know, didn't
I've,
you?
I've been thinking that for a long time. And like, it's one of those things where it's like, you don't want to believe it. Cause it's like, you know, how is my phone just picking up? But it has,
cause your phone is just a GPS with a microphone and a camera on it.
I mean, it has to, cause I've experienced that. Like I'll have brought up something with one person one time that I've never talked about before, never Googled or anything. And then I'm scrolling through Facebook and it's like, would you like to purchase? Although I do get a little weirded out because do you guys know what wish.com is?
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude, those things are insane on Facebook.
Okay, so tell me why. I'm scrolling through it and it was seriously trying to sell me $1 crack pipes.
It's just, for me, it's crack pipes and like leather women's
like these
shit.
Aren't like bongs. These aren't, you know, your typical pipe. This is like your specific, it's a crack pipe specifically.
Wish is convinced I'm some leather wearing woman who smokes crack.
You're the leather? Yeah.
A crackhead dominatrix. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm the crack dominatrix of Southern Indiana.
They're like, what are we not selling enough of? Crack pipes, dominatrix gear. There's another one.
I feel like they always bring in like women's pleasurable items and they like market as like kitchenware and stuff like that. Like, oh, this is like something to use in the kitchen. I'm like, dude, that is definitely not something you would use in the kitchen.
Like, is it going to protect me from bacon grease when I'm cooking bacon over?
This
literally
looks like it goes in your butthole. Yeah. Okay, mine, this is not.
Yeah,
maybe I'm the freak here.
I mean, anything can go in your butthole. So.
A double-ended mixer or something, you know.
I showed my friend a hair curler that Wish was trying to sell me, and then they were like, "It's a hair curler," and I'm like, "Hair curlers don't have ridges like that. That goes in butts. I can tell."
Of course, your kitchen doesn't have the double-headed vibrating mixer with three speeds.
You're missing out.
You know, but hey.
One time they tried to sell me a bulldog for $25. I was like,
I've seen that too.
They tried to sell you a dog?
A living dog.
They're trying to clear it. They got a warehouse, dude. They gotta clear all this. They got bulldogs.
Cheap Chinese pipes. Bulldogs.
Dude, honestly, you for $25, you should order it.
No, it's going to show up, and it's going to be a fucking ugly cat.
It'll probably just be like a stuffed animal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But with like real organs in it.
Yeah, it's probably a taxidermied. Taxidermied?
It's taxidermied. It's reverse taxidermied. Fake on the outside, real on the inside.
Dude, it's like a... Okay, I don't know if you guys will remember this, but do you remember, I think it was on Nickelodeon or, I don't know, something when I was a kid, but they had this thing that's like Inside Out Boy, and it was like this kid that was swinging on a swing set, and he swung. Anyway, so high, he went over the bar, and then it turned him inside out, so organs were on the outside. It was like a claymation thing.
Yep.
Man, just knocked that one out of the park. I'm glad somebody remembered it. No, it's not going anywhere, dude. I just wanted to bring it up and let it just fall flat on its face and die.
It's weird how, like, sometimes I'll just be, like, going about my day and I'll randomly remember this old Nick. It's always old Nickelodeon for some reason. It's like, man, wasn't there a show on Nickelodeon about this thing that did this? And someone, like, nobody else knows what I'm talking about. And I'll, like, dive down the rabbit hole of YouTube trying to find it. I think it was Kablam.
Oh yeah,
you remember
Kablam?
Action League now.
Yeah, the segment with the alien and the caveman.
Prometheus and Bob.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was just sitting down one day and I was like, "Why am I getting like weird flashbacks of this?" Like,
because it was fucking good.
I couldn't think of what it was. Yeah, it was good.
The best segment on Kablam was easily Sniz and Fondue.
Oh yeah,
Sniz and Fondue was my favorite.
Honestly, I watched it for Action League Now.
You know, that's my main thing on there.
Yeah. I freaked out when I was a kid whenever Action League Now met Kiss and they had the Kiss dolls, yep. And I was like, "Oh my god, I have those dolls! This is so cool." Yeah. But yeah. And guys, with that, you know, make sure you check your Facebook because you're going to be offered full seasons of Kablam.
Yes,
right now.
If you buy our EP, and you'll get the entire box set of Kablam. We'll sign it too. Yeah. Also, we have a Bandcamp too. I meant to mention that earlier, but
hell yeah, dude!
Facebook facebook.com/
Instagram.
Midnight Channels. Yeah, we're not as... When we start playing shows, we'll probably start updating our Instagram. We haven't used it recently because it's just been some sweaty boys hanging out in a basement writing songs. I don't think anybody wants to
that. Well, hey, man, everything's going to be up and coming. Everybody keep track of everything. Of course, all of the links will be in the show notes. Pretty easy peasy, man. All you got to do is click the link. I'll make it easy on you. But yeah, guys, it's been awesome getting to know you guys, getting to hang out and everything. And... you know, let's go watch some Kablam, man. Maybe some Twilight. Let's look deep into our ochre eyes.
Yeah, let's go stare each other's eyes and watch Twilight. That sounds good.
Yeah, fantastic. Anything you want to say to the listeners out there before we peace out?
Just wait for that Epis Peepus.
And stay hydrated.
And stay hydrated. It's really warm.
It's really hot.
You got anything, Josh?
I have nothing. I was trying really hard to think of something funny. Man,
last minute, okay. I'll put you on the spot. All right, guys. Well, hey. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you like what you heard today, and something tells me that you did because you made it all the way to the end of the fucking podcast, dude, please like, share, and subscribe. If you haven't, tell a friend, tell a family member, tell someone you hate if you hate this podcast. Joke's on them. And check it out. It's on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. Yeah, that's right, Spotify. It's also on YouTube. I'm trying to build that YouTube channel, so give it a follow if you like. And it's anywhere that podcast can be found. And definitely check out Midnight Channels. Again, they've got a Facebook. They've got a Bandcamp. Instagram, all that stuff is in the links below. Do it, make it happen. Until then, have an awesome day. Stay awesome, stay weird, stay wild. This has been the Sean versus Wild podcast.
Thank you for listening, DNN.